Finally, we reached a metal door. This door looked different from all the other doors I had seen at the pole. It was much thicker and ominous-looking.
Boy, your boss likes to hang out far from the main complex.
He motioned for me to go in. I did, but reluctantly, he followed me. The room wasn't that much bigger than a good-sized walk-in closet. It didn't seem to be a place worth walking 15 minutes out of our way for. It was almost barren except for a big chair in the middle. It looked vaguely like an old-fashioned dentist's chair, like they have in the museums, but even less inviting.
Sit down, please.
No thanks, I'll stand.
Please, sit. It is just a simple mind scanner, a very standard procedure.
Sorry, I don't believe in standard procedure. It's just so standard.
I'm afraid I must insist.
He grabbed my arm.
I'm afraid I must resist.
I pushed him back. He took a karate stance and stalked toward me.
I feel obligated to warn you, I'm an expert in the martial arts. My chestnuts!
I feel less obligated to warn you that I fight dirty.
That wasn't very nice.
Hey, if you don't think that was nice...
I kicked him again.
Listen, buddy, I want to know what this is all about.
Rocco, help!
Rocco? Rocco the elf? This ought to be good. What is he, a full meter and a half tall?
I felt something. Something big tap me on my shoulder. Against my better judgment, I turned around. A fist the size of a family-sized holiday ham sent me to the ground. I looked up. There, standing above me, was the biggest, meanest elf I'd ever seen. Actually, he was a candidate for the biggest, meanest anything I'd ever seen.
Rocco, I presume.
Rocco had the same fair features as the other male elves I'd seen, only everything was three times their size, making him a lot more grotesque. His nose was bent in three places, forming a little Z and letting me know this wasn't his first dance. Rocco reached down to grab me and then lifted me up over his head. He held me up there for a nano, letting me appreciate the view. Then he heaved me into the wall.
They never mentioned this in the brochure.
Rocco walked over, reached down again, and pulled me up from the ground, this time lifting me up to his face. He towered over me like I did over Elf One.
Elf One says Rocco don't like you, so I'm going to beat you up.
A giant mutant elf with an attitude. What'll they think of next?
The force of my headbutt caused Rocco to release his grip on me.
Oh, man.
But also made my ears ring as if I were the Hunchback of Notre Dame on Bastille Day.
Now I see why they call you Rocco.
He started toward me, but then an idea came to me.
Rocco, your shoe's untied.
Huh?
Rocco looked down.
My shoe's not untied.
Are you sure?
Rocco looked down again.
Harv, what can you do to help me here?
Do you mean to improve your hearing or to aid you in your current situation?
I backed away from Rocco. I didn't know what my next move would be, but I knew I didn't need him getting a hold of me.
Yes. My shoes are tied.
You know what I need, Harv.
Have you ever noticed you only taught me when you need something? I really don't get any respect.
I ducked under a thundering right cross. I countered by springing up with an uppercut to Rocco's granite chin. Much to my pleasure, this punch seemed to hurt him. It sent his head reeling back, causing him to stagger a bit.
Sub-Zero.
I increased blood flow to the bones and muscles of your arms and increased your adrenaline. Don't get too cocky. He still has plenty of fight left in him.
Rocco quickly regained his balance.
What is going on here?
Suddenly, Santana burst into the room, her face redder than her hot red boots. She zeroed in on Elf One and Rocco. She stormed over to Rocco and put a finger under his chin. She lifted him off the ground with that finger.
Rocco? What have I told you about fighting?
Rocco hung his head, at least the best he could, with Santana holding him up by his chin.
Fighting bad.
She let him drop to the ground.
You two should be ashamed of yourselves. I bring Zack here to help us, and this is how you treat him? Out! Go to your rooms. Stay there until you hear from me.
Hanging their heads, they sulked out like two little kids.